Welcome to another exciting episode of The Rating Game, where we will be rating a selected hero on his attempts to enforce justice in our fair city. Today's hero is Marvelous Max. Welcome to The Rating Game, Max. Do you have some words for our studio audience? I suppose we should take off his gag. Heckler, let him speak.
You got it. Hold still, you. This knife will cut your throat instead of the gag.
Announcer man, you fiend!
Why, thank you, Max. I'm sure we're going to have a great and informative show today.
You'll get nothing out of me, villain.
Oh, we're not trying to get anything out of you, Max.
Except your blood.
If I have to die, I'll die with my lips sealed.
Now, Max, is that any way to treat an old friend?
Friend? Are you insane?
I think so. I have it on the best authority.
I'd be a lot more comfortable if you had your stooge untie me.
If we did that, how could we be sure you'd stick around until the grand finale?
Then at least come down here and face me, you coward!
Face you? But I'm the anonymous announcer. I never... Damn. All right, Max, if it'll make you feel better.
What do you want from me?
Why, just to reminisce, Max. Why don't you tell our audience about the first time we met?
Audience? What audience? All you got is your henchman and a guy in a sound booth.
Oh, please, make believe with me. It's so much fun. Now, the first time we met?
You mean the downtown disco debacle?
You named it? Ha! That is so flattering, Max.
I heard shouts of outrage coming from the disco while on patrol. The patrons were threatening the owner over the music he was playing.
Tell them about the music!
The people were there to dance to Earth, Wind, and Fire, but instead, all they got was Barry Manilow.
Yeah, that was great.
Of course, the owner professed complete ignorance as to how that could have happened.
And how did you figure out it was me?
You mean aside from your habit of publicly announcing your crimes after you commit them?
Crime? It was an amusing prank.
You stole $3,000 worth of recordings!
Oh, but I gave them better ones.
Which you pirated.
Gotta keep up the standards, you know. What would my peers think of me if I went legit?
Your peers sentenced you to 5 years in prison. An incredibly light sentence.
And I'd broken out in 5 weeks. Oh, this is fun! What did you call the bit with the statues?
The 60 statue scam.
Hey! Hey, what was that? It's funny! It deserves a better stinger! Come on! Say it again, Max.
The 60 statue scam. But I wasn't working alone on that one, was I, Announcer Man?
Nah, you had your sidekick Captain Beachbum that time.
Well, I don't know if he'd appreciate being called my sidekick, per se.
Hey, dude, it's cool. I'm your sidekick, you're my sidekick. It balances everything out, bro.
What are you doing here?
I didn't want you to be lonely. I was so afraid you wouldn't think of me as your friend, so...
But he's not even tied up!
Dude, I got an invite to this totally bitchin' scene. How could I say no?
The villain...
The Cap's a cool guy. Let me put the blindfold on and everything. Didn't peek once on the way in.
Would have been weak sauce to say no, bro.
And you had to admire the way he dealt with the statues.
You know, I don't remember what he did.
You want to explain it, Max?
I want to forget all about the whole thing.
See, Heckler, I'd put these scary, animated clown statues all over town. Kids were freaking out left and right.
Scaring kids is totally uncool, dude.
Max couldn't do anything about them, because we had the statues moving around to wherever kids were.
Can we just move on, please?
So what did the Cap'n do?
Well, he is so laid back.
I calmed all the statues down and took off their clown makeup. And it turned out they were really animated Tom Hanks statues underneath. It was so cool, man.
What can I say? They were on sale.
Totally non-scary, dude.
Totally embarrassing, you mean.
Max, what's a little embarrassment among friends?
Will you stop that? We are not friends.
Oh, now you've hurt my feelings. And we're all going to have to say goodbye.
Already? Although we were having such an awesome time. Let's do this again sometime. And next time, we gotta bring some major baby. Just a total sausage fest in here, Braham.
I don't think that will be possible. We're gonna say goodbye permanently.
Heckler, you'd better back up. Let the killer robots do their job.
Announcer man, you fiend! At least cut these ropes and give me a fighting chance!
I'm afraid not. Afraid not. Get it? Afraid not? That's what you really need now!
Oh, afraid not. That's funny. I'll handle this, man.
Not today, you won't. Your power to turn inanimate objects into fish tacos only works on Prime Number Tuesdays during Gilligan's Island reruns.
Boss. It's a leap year. Today is a Prime Number Tuesday.
What? Well, at least we don't have a TV down here. Just sit right back and sound booth guy! Stop watching TV and pay attention!
All right! Fish taco power game!
Aha! You see? Good is always stronger than evil.
And nothing is stronger than the smell of a fish taco!
Get this stupid robot off of me! I think you're on your own this time, boss.
Quick, Captain Beachbum! Transform my ropes! And now, you nefarious villain, it's curtains for you!
Yeah! Lacy, wavy curtains!
You know what? Just hit me and put me out of my misery.
And virtue triumphs once again! Come on, Cap, let's get out of here. Here we go. I don't suppose you have a GPS on you, do you, Cap?